Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my friend Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. It's great to be here. And we'll have to talk later. I got my first of two COVID vaccines, so I forgot to tell him before we went on the air, people, so he would have already asked me a question about it. But we'll probably talk about that because I had some side effects. It's the Pfizer vaccine, and patients have been asking me all along, and I actually missed a day of work because of it.
Really?
Yep. So I don't miss many days of work, but
no,
that'll
don't.
Be an interesting thing, and I'm sure you'll have questions, and I'm not going to tell people not to get it. But, yeah, we know there may be side effects, and the vaccine manufacturers say the same thing. It doesn't matter if you get Moderna or Pfizer. But anyway, we're prepared for that, and all the CHI people who do want to get that, which I would say is the vast majority of people, even if it's for patient comfort or our protection, I think most people that I've talked to are getting that. Few are declining. That's what I'm seeing on the news as well from other facilities in town. And they had it streamlined. Such a good job. Way to go, CHI Memorial. It was really, other than the shot, it was a painless experience. It really, really, really was. CHI has a little message for you guys. They want you to know that smoking, high blood pressure, diabetes, and a sedentary lifestyle can increase your risk of vascular disease. The Chattanooga Heart Institute's vascular, endovascular surgeons provide comprehensive care to diagnose, treat, and manage conditions in your arteries, veins, as well as lymphatic system. To learn about your risk factors and treatment options, visit ChattanoogaHeart.com/vascular center. All right, Ed, back to you.
Well, thank you, my friend. I can't wait to hear the story on that. And, of course, we have many different opinions on vaccines, and I am glad that we have one available. We have to create less fear in this world. The fear itself is probably have more side effects than any medication known. I do have concerns of long term down the road, because this was the quickest vaccine approval on history, and it is functioning in a different mechanism than most working on the RNA. But again, I'm glad it's here. No, I won't get it. But I want to say something interesting. I kind of got on the list for radio stations wanting to interview people. Maybe they're just running out of people. I don't know. But I've done several radio interviews this week, one in St. Louis, one in California, two in Atlanta, and they're all between 20 and 50 minutes long. And we're talking about health, nutrition, holistic ideas, certainly some about the virus. But what I found interesting, the one I did on Thursday was in California, and then I did one yesterday in St. Louis. Both of those were pretty long periods of interviews, and they want my opinion because, someone who does anything for 40-plus years, at least we have a lot of stories to tell, and not saying I'm smart, but I've been around the block so many times with health and nutrition, and they're wanting some of my opinions. But I can tell you through the phone, the difference between the level of fear that I'm hearing in the California interview compared to the St. Louis or Chattanooga is black and white. And I just want to tell the Chattanooga public how proud I am of the way that you are processing this at this stage of this pandemic. It's not perfect. We certainly have issues. We have some hurdles to still overcome, which I think will be coming in the next 60 to 90 days. We will be turning a really big corner. But what I want to say is I see people not being swallowed up by fear like they used to be a few months ago. Now, there are some who's still, frozen, and that is going to be very could be harmful to their whole body system and life. But the people I'm dealing with are using common sense, like my employees, like my store Nutrition World. Yes, very much common sense, but they're not hiding in the closet any longer. Listen, this is a virus. The CDC, and I'm doing the numbers myself, when I go on Google, and anyone can do this, the total death rate, what you put in, total death rate, CDC, you know, it's not much above any other year that we've ever had.
You're referring to the Johns Hopkins study, right? That was one of them that said the same thing. Johns Hopkins, of all places.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I'm just going straight to CDC myself. I'm not even following headlines. I want to see the numbers, and it is staggering to see that it's not the it's not what the media is presenting itself to be. It just isn't. And yes, there are horror stories. Yes, there's some suffering. Yes, there are people who are leaving this world that shouldn't have if we didn't have this. But the total number of people is not that excessive. And we know that we can reduce the risk of this by being healthier. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Vitamin D, health, losing weight, blank, blank, blank.
But you know, it's not what you're hearing on the national media, on the major media networks.
Oh, I wonder why, because I think everyone knows that a fear-based population is a population that can be controlled. And I'm just proud of Chattanooga because not everyone, but a big chunk of these people are deciding to live their life with common sense instead of being frozen. In fact, the lady, my nurse midwife, who is, her name's Debbie, she's an amazing lady, been doing this 40 years. I think you met her once. I think she may have come to our show. Yesterday, she was telling me about her husband. Her husband's very overweight, close to 300 pounds, and they both got COVID. And I said, so tell me, how was it, Debbie? She said, well, it was just kind of a rough week for me. She said, my husband fared far better. I said, you're kidding. And she said, yep, because he took so much vitamin D over the past 2 years to build up his levels. And maybe that was 50% of it, maybe 100. I don't know. But we can reduce risk of the severe symptoms if we do the right things. And if you go to The Holistic Navigator, you can listen to Dr. Roundtree talk about this on my interview. So I'm just proud of how Chattanooga's attitude is doing pretty well. Pretty
well. Absolutely. And I know a lot of the people, you know, other than me in our practice, are also encouraging the vitamin D, zinc, vitamin C, healthy lifestyle. I mean, we're doing all the right things and encouraging the patients to do the same thing. And I think the main reason, I mean, I thought and prayed a lot about should I get the vaccine or not. I thought the same thing. You know, I have a medical background. I mean, I know when you rush it into production like this, there are going to be unforeseen side effects and problems. There just have to be. There are in history. I mean, look at Guillain-Barré and the flu shot. So, you know, these things do happen. And, of course, vaccine manufacturers, as I understand, are immune from any legal prosecution for that kind of thing. So that makes it a little bit scary. But I thought, you know, what I'm thinking is, and I haven't had this happen yet, but I would predict that there is a subset of the population of patients for our group that will be uncomfortable coming to a provider who has not received the vaccine. So trying to foresee that, I'm thinking I want to be able to tell people that call in, well, I'm real uncomfortable. Has Dr. Green gotten his vaccine? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He's gotten both doses. It's okay. You can come in. If that will make people more comfortable, I'm here to serve them, then I decided to do it. And that's why.
I think it makes total wisdom and common sense to do that, Dr. Green, because we weigh, you know, I speak of this often and I have my whole life, weigh risk against benefit. Well, that doesn't always have to do with just the physical body. It may have to do with your job. And if you weigh out the public perception right now, they want you to have a vaccine, especially if you are recommending it. That would be like me, people seeing me out, you know, eating French fries and fried fish with smoking a cigarette. That's kind of hypocritical. I mean, I'm not perfect. You will see me out not eating perfect foods and drinking a drink of my tequila.
If you were smoking, it would be a non-GMO tobacco.
Oh, it would be clean. But it ain't going to happen. And, you know, I'm just amazed how sometimes the health people who give health advice, they're not like you, because you are fit, you're healthy, you do the right thing most of the time, you take supplements. But a lot of people are not. They're saying one thing, but they're living another.
But I tell patients also, you know, like if you're going by the 80-20 or 90-10 rule, I tell people, you may see me out with my wife eating something that is not the perfectly healthy choice. And I'm enjoying it too. So I said, don't come over and judge me for it. I'm going to enjoy my meal and move on. You know, Ed, as people have heard you say, you eat for content, I eat for content and taste. And that's just who I am, and that's what I choose to do, and I enjoy that. And so I'm not always going to be perfect, but we are trying to make healthier choices over the last 3 to 4 weeks with diet and exercise. And at least in my home, we've done a lot better for the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Absolutely. And, you know, I sometimes it's kind of reversed to with me. I will be out eating as I was actually yesterday at Southern Star at lunch, which I love that place.
Yum.
And there was a customer who is a fairly regular customer. And I sat down and we greeted each other. And I always know that kind of a lot of people will look at what I order, but she had already ordered. And when it came to the table, I will guarantee you if she had ordered and I had already been sitting there, she would have not ordered the French fries and the fried fish that she ordered because she was really uncomfortable with the fact that she thought I would be judging her. I'm not judging her. We all
enjoy it.
I mean, I don't know what she ate for supper. She could be eating organic Brussels sprouts with salmon. So it's all a balance act. It's all a balance act. I do know she takes a lot of supplements, which doesn't fix everything, but it does help balance some of those.
And it sounds like a completely ascetic lifestyle would not be fun.
It would not.
I have a couple of family members who are that healthy, and I've lived that when I was a runner. I mean, really a serious runner. It's really not that much fun.
It's not much fun, and I've had too many customers who fell into that cave of trying to be perfectionistic with their water, their foods, their this, or that. They did not live
a
joyful life.
It controls your whole life.
It controls. That was a demon to them. I'd rather see them eating hot dogs and smoking cigarettes, actually. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a very interesting topic about microdosing THC in small amounts for our health. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And you know, if you've listened to this show much, or me, or even Dr. Green, there's a lot of conversation we've had over the past almost 3 years about CBD, and some of which has to do with THC, which is, of course, the more major component of actual marijuana. Well, today I've got a really great expert, a guy and a friend I've known for probably 20 years, Brett Moldenhauer, and he is an educator about so many things, but Hill City Hemp, who's a local company here, is developed a new kind of, and we're going to talk about it in a bigger sense, but a kind of microdosing legal way to increase some THC with a CBD. And I want to talk to Brett about why would we want that, who would consider it, and who shouldn't. Because I've used it. The product is very effective for the things that I choose to want, which is more focus, more relaxation, less brain fog, less anxiety, all the things that, you know, many of us may need today. And I find that it's, I certainly feel confident it's a very safe product. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brett.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Maybe just give a couple minutes of a little bit of the chemistry or why this would be an important thing. This is actually something the body really seems to want or crave, the cannabinoids.
Well, not only does it want it or crave it, it actually makes it. So I think the first thing to understand is such a stigma to CBD and THC because we're thinking of the pot revolution, the pot culture, the 60s going into the 70s. So we've associated cannabis as kind of the taboo plant. However, we have what's called an endocannabinoid system, and CBD is the short for cannabinoid. Your body naturally makes these particular compounds. And the purpose of these cannabinoids are the soup that allow all the other neurotransmitters in the body to function correctly. So what is a neurotransmitter? Serotonin, dopamine, those are your feel-good chemicals. Your brain makes those. Your endorphins, your natural anti-inflammation chemicals. Your body naturally makes all of these neurotransmitters. However, they have found that it is the CBD, the cannabinoid, that your body naturally makes that actually balances all of these to work together. So it's kind of like the salt in the soup. We have three pillars of health. When your body is functioning optimally, you have reduction or zero inflammation, reduction or complete elimination of stress and anxiety, and then also the sleep component. So in our kind of our modern day world, we look at if you have a sleep problem, that's your issue. If you have an anxiety problem, that's your issue. And we got to take a step back and look at those can be symptoms of a bigger picture. So your body naturally makes these cannabinoids. Now we move on to the THC component, which is really the scary word, THC, because we're thinking about the marijuana and the high. Now we have a chemical compound also that we make, which is called Delta 9. That is THC. So when people run and they experience the runner's high, that is forcing your body to actually secrete under pressure Delta 9.
Huh.
So anyone out there that is thinking that this is a felonious endeavor, if you will, then you're a walking felony.
I love it.
Right? I mean, your body already makes this. Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. If you want to take it from a God perspective, if God made you, God put it in there, all mm-hmm. right? So we have what are called endocannabinoids. Your body naturally makes it. So we know this is a process that we need to have. Now, there's also what are called phytocannabinoids, and those are found in the plant. Those cannabinoids and the THC mirror the chemical substrate we have, so we can actually ingest CBD from other sources. Now, when we are low in CBD, all of your other processes are not in sync. So just like when you're low in a certain vitamin, or when your body produces something, we can also, if we have a deficiency, take it from the outside environment and put it into us. That's no different. That's what you're doing with the CBD and the THC as far as the phytos are concerned.
Wow, that's a great, elegant perspective on helping to ease people's thought patterns and perhaps thinking that this is a drug that is synthetic or this in the body is a foreign substance. It's actually not foreign. It's actually part of the innate pharmacy that we have within. So I know I have used a lot of CBD over the past 3 years. In fact, I remember very well hiding the first 6 months of CBD. I hid it in my office in the bottom drawer, only would tell the people who I really trusted that we had it, and I would sneak in and pull it out and then give them this little syringe full of this black substance.
Shame on you.
But shame on me, but I just have to do it. If people need it, I'm going to help them to be healthier. But Hill City Hemp is a local company that... I've very much been impressed with their quality standards. And I will tell you, everyone, and Brett knows more than I do about this, you can't trust each and every brand. Just because it says it does not mean much. It depends on where it's grown, how it's harvested, what did they put on it, what did they process it by. And it's really hard to find transparency unless you know someone like myself who knows the company, the owner, the processes. But back to this, I know that Hill City Hemp's coming out with a capsule that has a legal amount of THC with the CBD, correct?
Yes, sir. We have a couple on our line, and the one I'm most excited about is the Relax, and I actually brought a bottle here today. And you know, I just got back from Florida. I went down to St. Pete vacation with the family, and medical marijuana is legal in the state of Florida. So if you have a compassion card, you can go to a dispensary and you can get whatever you like. Now, what's interesting is we have always talked about THC mixed with the CBD because the THC acts like a glue, which allows all the other cannabinoids to work together. And when someone's taking CBD, it's also blocking the psycho effect of the THC. But what we also now understand is THC also has its healing properties. So now we can start playing with microdosing in different ratios. So legally in the state of Tennessee, we can only have a 30-to-1 ratio, which means we have 30 milligrams of CBD to 1 milligram of THC. However, you go to Florida, you can mix and match. You can go 2-to-30 or all the way to 1-to-1. And so what happens is in microdosing, most people associate the marijuana experience with a psychoactive effect, or what we call the high. That typically for most people for THC is going to be about 10 milligrams. So when you associate with dazed and confused and all that other kind of good stuff, that's about 10 milligrams.
Okay.
Now in the microdosing, we go to a tenth of that. And the purpose is, and there's been a lot of talk about microdosing when it comes to psilocybin and mushrooms, and the smaller doses can create a tiny effect where you can get portals into the self without a full-blown trip, so to speak. It's the same thing with a microdosing for THC. We can start with smaller numbers and slowly titrate your body up and you can find where that perfect balance is for you. Some people might need more, some people might need less. But when it comes to not pushing yourself over the edge, so to speak, this is where the microdosing is happening. So it's actually an exciting era that we're looking at right now, because we're looking at THC also as medicine.
Well, if you can help to explain to the uninitiated, i.e. me, well, actually, I'm more initiated than most, I guess, with CBD. Tell me again, why would I tell somebody to take a CBD product with a microdosing THC as opposed to a pure CBD? Why?
So initially, when you're first taking how we initially had THC with the CBD, the THC was designed to have the CBD all work together. That was at that point 3%. There's other elements in THC that you will not get from the CBD. So this is why you can add more into it, so you can actually get those THC effects.
That makes good sense. And I know, you know, I believe in my whole life, I followed the philosophy of matching nature, making sure that, you know, once you get too far removed from nature, it actually becomes more synthetic because you have altered the chemical compounds that nature, God, universe put on this earth for us to be the healthiest. And I know that people, you know, I actually don't like using just CBD without its cousin THC. So my ability to get this product is valuable for me. And I know a lot of people who follow a lot of podcasting, like everything from you Google microdosing THC, there's some really good experts out there that are really pushing this as a benefit for our health. But
and speaking of that, you know, Brett, you were saying how people associated that with the 60s and the 70s. You know, I don't know that that's as prevalent now as it was even 5 years ago. I think people have gotten more used to the idea. They understand people aren't going out and getting high, and they realize it's a medical use. And so far, when I've talked to patients, I cannot think of one who was unaware of CBD or who had a negative stigma in their mind.
And they've not got one. And they've got a way now to experiment with the THC safely, where they're not basically going out and hitting that 10 milligrams.
Yeah.
That's a big
deal. And you know, those people who haven't had experience with THC, you know, as a beginner, it's kind of scary because you don't know how it's going to affect you, and especially if you eat some of the candy, it's very unpredictable.
Well, that's something you hit on, a great point. So there's four methods with which we can actually absorb THC or CBD into the body. And the first one is going to be through the inhaling or the vaping, mm-hmm. which goes straight into the bloodstream through the lungs, immediately hits the brain, gets you in about, you know, 2 to 5 minutes, and then it has a peak for about maybe a couple hours. The next step that you have is called sublingual, where it goes underneath the tongue, which is really what iconic people think about CBD now is doing the tincture, but there's many other options now. But the tincture goes underneath the tongue, and what happens is it bypasses the gastric system and goes straight to the bloodstream. That takes about 20 minutes, but then that lasts a little bit longer, maybe 4 to 5 hours. Then you've got the topicals, which really just hit local to the area of the skin. And then you have what I believe is the most powerful, which is the gastric, when you take the edible. Because when you eat it, it goes through your stomach, through your liver. Your liver has other cannabinoids that processes with it. And that's an 8-hour draw in that situation, but it takes about an hour to kick in. But that's my preferred method.
So you feel that this is the most advantageous way to ingest CBD and THC?
Yes, sir. And especially if we're going to be dealing with cancer patients, full body inflammation, things like that, where you need the whole soma to actually participate in this whole process. That's a very different feeling. You know, go back to the pot culture. There's a difference between eating a pot brownie and smoking a joint. It's very different in the body. These are real processes that we need to understand.
Little question for me. I've bought some of these products and some of yours as gifts for other people. And I know you cannot order these online. Is that still correct? So I think that is correct. Like, you couldn't ship it to me, right, Ed, to give to somebody?
We can now.
You can now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, now
I was going to ask when the laws were going to change, because I think that's just silly that you couldn't.
Well, part of it wasn't the law. It was the credit card companies who would not allow it to be done. Oh. So it was a half and half deal. But right now we are able to ship.
Well, I think people need to know that.
Oh, thank you for that question.
That's great. On the business side of things, that's something we've had to hurdle and have been fortunate to work with and get our way around. So we were able to kind of survive that when a lot of people got cut. But now that things are switched, you can order these online.
Also. Well, I've never dealt, and you know, I've been doing this 43 years, but in the area that's very unpredictable about CBD, the most professional company that I've dealt with regularly is Hill City Hemp. In fact, we have a private label called Zunta CBD that you make for us. And but I want to tell people, I've got a few samples of one pill dosing of this new product that I will give out to the first three or four people who come in.
Now, if we've got a quick second, we got about a minute here. Boy, time flies fast.
Yep,
with you guys.
Yep.
I love talking here. There's what is called water soluble.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the new rage, what's going on versus the oil. See, the hemp oil or the CBD comes from the oil from the plant, and it's called hydrophobic, which means it stays away from water, oil and water. So when you actually take the oil itself, it takes a little while for the body to break down the lipids. What they've done now is they found a way to take the oil. You ever seen put oil in water,
mm-hmm.
and it get a big glob of oil and then the water's all around it? Then you take a little whisk and you whisk it really fast and it breaks up all the oil into little beads and little mm-hmm. bubbles. And now all of a sudden it looks like one mixture, almost like a vinaigrette.
Yep.
That's what water soluble is.
Wow.
They're able to take the actual oil, bust mm-hmm. it up like a whisk, uh-huh. emulsify it, wrap it in nanotechnology, so now you've got little beads of these oils. Ooh. And you're immediately absorbing it. So that's also cool. So it's a powder. So with the oils, you have to put under your tongue and eat, or mm-hmm. whatever the case may be. You couldn't put it in your coffee, you couldn't put it in your water, or whatever.
Gotcha.
Now that we've got water soluble, that's what it means. It's emulsified. You can put it in your drinks, you can absorb it quicker.
That is important information. I was not aware of that. And we're out of time, but I want to say that we will be carrying this product at Nutrition World. And, of course, it's common sense to say you will be tested positive for THC because it has it in
there.
Yes,
you will.
Quick question I have, just thinking again, patients, are there different products like this for different indications like pain versus anxiety?
Yes. We typically steer away from picking and choosing because it's a whole system how CBD works. Mm-hmm. However, we have done things where we've added melatonin into some of ours for the sleep. We've added some other things for focus with our B12 and vitamin D. So we do have some other areas that we are putting in things we know that are components to do certain things that still interact correctly with the CBD.
Beautiful, Brett. Thank you so much. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we will be discussing with a great physician here in town about a new approach to hernia repair. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and have a very interesting guest here today. We're going to talk about a new approach to hernia repair. And I know, being in Nutrition World, I've been doing this 43 years, and everybody shares everything with me. And when a person comes in, you know, I truly believe that we have an innate pharmacy within that we can activate with the right nutrition, lifestyle, and things we can do to help the body heal itself. But there's something about a hernia that cannot be addressed by almost any lifestyle changes, because it's really a mechanical breakdown of part of the body. So welcome, Dr. Heithold, to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us what is going on with some new developments on this hernia, because I know, you know, the old school way of doing it, which has been around for decades, certainly has its challenges, and it would not be on the Christmas wish list for most people. So what's going on that's new?
Well, thanks for letting us talk about it. So today I'd like to talk about what we've been doing in a procedure called ETAP. I've mentioned it before, and that in combination with early adoption of doing robotic hernia repairs has been really bringing in a new era for patients for hernia surgery. There has been no significant change in what we have offered patients for, as you mentioned, a long, long time. And so this ETAP, or the enhanced or extended view total extraperitoneal approach, it's a big fancy term, but it's just an adoption and some modifications of procedures that we started in the early 90s with a laparoscope. So I was very fortunate to train at a minimally invasive surgery center and had the earliest experience possible with the beginning of laparoscopic hernia repairs. And when I first started doing those in training, we got a lot of blowback saying that's ridiculous, open surgery is so much better. And as we know now, clearly the patient does better, recurrence rates are lower, the hernias are less likely to come back, they get back to work better and less pain. Yeah. And when I had started doing robotic hernias as early as 2012, but it was difficult because we didn't have access to the robots, and at that time there was not 400 videos on YouTube, and so through that time I've kind of been on the forefront of the robotic approach.
And I can verify that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say I can verify that because I've sent a lot of patients to you. You've done a great job. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I came to talk to your group, you know, years ago about this, and I firmly believe that it is just better. And when we first started with the robot, it was difficult. But what this procedure in particular does is to think about hernias as, you know, just a weakness. So it's a physical defect that you mentioned. It's not something you can fix any other way. Ventral hernias affect up to one-fourth of all individuals in this world. Either you're born with it, you can develop it, or you acquire it through incisions. So
really,
this is and is a significant issue because as our population gets more obese and has more other issues with diabetes, hernias are more likely to come back. And so then you get this vicious cycle.
Well, I have a question for you, Dr. Heihold, real quick. You know, we both know there are a lot of different types and locations for hernias. So can it be this procedure be used on like all or any hernia?
Well, that's a great question. So in reality, I use it mostly for ventral, so that all the hernias on the front of your abdominal wall. But what is excellent for this is that you can continue this procedure down into the inguinal region, into the groin, and do those hernias at the same time, which we could never do before with this. So what this technique does is to go right underneath the rectus muscles, your six-pack muscles. And it's a very initially tedious dissection that we've now got down to, I think, a pretty good science. And we've been doing it now for several years with unbelievable results. So if you've had a previous hernia repair or an incision, I think this is the optimal approach.
I want to ask a very selfish question that no one else will care about, probably but me. I'm 63 years old. I have worked my freaking butt off for 50 years to have a six-pack. Will your surgery ruin my six-pack?
No. Matter of fact, the great thing about this approach is if you have something called rectus diastasis, which is something we could never fix before because we would tell you it's not a hernia, it's just the width between your six-pack muscles is getting bigger because mm-hmm. you're physically just stretching it. It's not, per se, a hole like a hernia. We can address that. And when we do that at the time of surgery, and that's what Dr. Rose and I are adamant about, and we've had this discussion on a national level, that when we pull those two muscles together, you actually gain functional strength.
Now, I have a question on that, on the diastasis recti, Dr. Heihold. You know, I have a ton of patients come to me every year saying, I have a hernia, and it's not as diastasis recti, but they want it fixed anyway. It's asymptomatic. It's just a cosmetic issue. My question to you is, can you use this procedure to fix that and have it covered by insurance?
Well, that's the thing, is if they have a hernia, yes. And one of the reasons why I think that we have failed dismally before not addressing the diastasis with the hernia, and that's part of the issue here, is you have to really dedicate yourself to do this procedure. It takes a lot of time and effort. It's significantly longer. It's much more complex. But it's pretty gratifying to see somebody that has a hernia like that. And if you don't address the rectus diastasis, they already have tissue that is expanding. So it's going to come back. You know it's going to come back. So I think this is just so exciting. And the big issue, too, for this is the mesh, when we place this mesh, can be large pieces of mesh. And it's the same mesh we used since the 60s. It's unchanged. It's not anything that you can be allergic to. It's polypropylene. It's in a Coke bottle. It's in your watch or your shirt. And it goes under the muscle, so it's not exposed to your intestines. You can't get injury to your bowel and some of the things you see on TV. It is a foreign body, so there's a 1% to 2% chance you can get it infected. And that's the same risk as I have for my knee ligament and the screw of my foot. But other than that, it's really revolutionized what we can do for people. And most importantly, we are seeing more and more people that have been told they cannot have a repair, and that makes a big, huge functional difference in a patient's life.
And one more question for me. As I understand, you do have less pain and shorter recovery, if I understand correctly. But I'm curious, you said it took longer for the surgery. Is there any increased danger with that?
Increased injury?
I'm just thinking with the anesthesia. Is there prolonged anesthesia?
Okay. No, I mean, I did a couple this week. The surgery time is less than 2 hours.
Okay.
There are some people in town that are doing it, and I've heard some extremely long operative times. You know, and I've always said there are certain things that just because you can doesn't mean you should. And that's just something that has to kind of be addressed as time goes on.
So use a qualified, experienced surgeon such as yourself.
Well, I have a passion for hernia repairs, and I think that makes a big difference. I think
awesome.
We have been doing this in our office for a while, and I think we have become a local center of expertise.
Agreed.
So,
you know, I love that philosophy, and I talk about all the times about surrounding yourself with a team of people who have passion for what they do. I don't care if it's dealing with health coaching down to surgery. You know, we live in a world where mediocrity is accepted moderately well, and I'm not going to accept that. I'm going to find people who really get up in the morning to enjoy what they are doing. That's the only way to create excellence. Real quick question, since I get free medical advice here on Vital Health Radio. I've lifted pretty heavy weights starting in age 14. I'm 63 as I spoke. I've never had an issue. So obviously I don't have a genetically weak system. Is there anything as I age that I should be more cautious about in the gym in order to prevent problems?
Well, for sure, you know, I'm sure you've probably already addressed it, but, you know, proper lifting is just paramount. And you can't beat your genetics, right? Some people are just clinically predisposed to having hernias, the way God's made their collagen makes them more susceptible. If you have an incision from a previous surgery, you know, there's not a lot you can do if you get a hernia. Now, that being said, if you have significant obesity and diabetes that's uncontrolled and you smoke, those are all factors that are not going to help you heal, and that's certainly something that we address before surgery, because, you know, there's patients that may get upset with us, but there's some certain criteria that I just won't do. If your diabetes is uncontrolled, I'm not going to offer you surgery. If you are significantly overweight, we will not do that. Usually a BMI over 40 usually comes with significantly less success. That doesn't mean we're going to give up and we can start to try to prehabilitate people for the procedure.
Wow. You know, if 2020 has taught us anything, and I so appreciate your take on that, because not everyone looks at it that way, is the health that we go into any challenging situation with, whether it be the virus or surgery, is paramount to the outcome. And we're not Ford F-150 trucks that you just pull in the garage and get fixed. And I appreciate the fact that you're speaking of that. And like weight loss, we were voted, again, the number one weight loss center of Chattanooga at Nutrition World with best of the best. And I see so much improvement in people's health when they're losing that 20 to 50 to 60 pounds, and also raising vitamin D levels for healing. I mean, we give away free vitamin D to the healthcare workers of Chattanooga because the research is clear. It helps the immune system to be better. And obese people generally have lower levels. So let me ask you a last question. We got about 2 minutes left. Person does not have insurance. because I want to speak for the people who don't. What is their options, and also for the people who do, how do they contact you?
So for anybody to contact our office, it's 423-698-8692. The hospital has many resources that can help you. We have had free clinics in the past, and I suspect in the future we will again when COVID is lifted. And the most important thing is, just because this is a technique that I have a lot of passion about, the most important thing is that it's just one tool in our bag of an option for the patient. And we tailor that for you if you come to our office. So.
I love that. And it, not cookie cutter. I can just tell you're just a fabulous surgeon, and what a wonderful gift for Chattanooga. Dr. Heidhold, and thank you for joining us today on Vital Health Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. My honor.
And come by Nutritional one day and meet me if you can on Lee Highway. And have a great rest of
the day.
All right. Great rest of the day.
With this weather, I need some vitamin D as well.
Yes, we do, brother. Yes, we do. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we always look forward to this part of the show, which is Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com, or just download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. Well, we find ourselves in interesting times right now, don't we? And interesting can imply a positive or negative connotation depending on your own personal point of view. You know, we see such conflict and violence in the world, and even close to home. Neighbor against neighbor, family hostile to one another, often regarding political rhetoric, hate-filled viewpoints coming from all sides. It seems that we are surrounded by insanity. And the news networks and many on the social media platforms seek to inflame the animosity between individuals and groups. Mahatma Gandhi once said that whenever you are confronted with an opponent, conquer him with love. Now, whichever viewpoints you espouse, those with widely divergent opinions seem to become enemies. If we are honest, not all of us really want to love our enemies. In fact, seemingly, some of us appear to rather enjoy the animosity and disdain we carry for those in disagreement with us. But Jesus has told us to love our enemies, and we know that he wants to love our enemies through us as believers. We have a choice to make. God can give us the strength so that we can love our enemies, but the question remains as to whether we will choose to love our enemies. Remember that in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 31, we are reminded to do to others as you would have them do to you. This is not the way the media is telling us to love or behave, as they teach a love of reciprocity. If you love me first, then and only then will I love you. They teach a conditional love. Well, that is not Jesus' way of loving, as he teaches us to initiate an active, risk-taking love. Jesus, when here on this earth, loved in this way. He loved with a self-sacrificing, self-initiating love. And I believe he wants to love others that way through us. We cannot love in this way without his help, because loving our enemies most certainly does not come naturally to the majority of people. So, The next time you see or hear something on the TV or in social media that you feel your blood pressure rise and your pulse quicken, offer your mind and self instead to the Spirit of Jesus and ask what it would look like if you loved them the way you wanted to be loved and treated by them. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you again, my friend. And I think that it's very important, probably more so in my life this past year than any, to look inward for some techniques, perhaps, that can allow the frazzled mind to calm down. You know, many times we certainly search out quick solutions to that, which can be pharmaceutical, it can be alcohol, it can be any number of things that distract us. And there's times and places for that. But really coming down and trying to create more of a still pond within that isn't having full of ripples and waves is the long-term solution. And I use an app now, actually not now, I've been using it for about 10 years. It's called Insight Timer. And for those who want to access a meditative type of approach where you can use, just like I do the gym, it takes discipline to get up and go. Some days I don't want to do it, but the cumulative effects are so incredibly positive. The same applies to a type of meditative practice. And when we have unbalanced lives of all bad media news, everything that you look around seems to be challenged and struggling, we have to have a type of lifestyle that's creating some kind of balance. I mean, I will say, you know, it's a 20-80 rule on food, and it certainly is equal to that on this.
And you know what? You brought that up about just being fed by the media, and we all notice or seem to notice, at least you and I do, you look at the media, see the world they portray, and then you go live your life around here. Is it the same world? No, they're completely different worlds. When the two don't match and your Mark I eyeballs are telling you something is wrong and your brain is telling you that too, it probably is.
Isn't that the truth? Because the headlines are so not accurate many times, and sometimes they are. But in regard to, you know, this pandemic, they're not accurate. There's no way on either side. It doesn't matter which one you're looking at. And, you know, a lady yesterday was telling me, we're talking about all these challenges. She said, you know, I create my own weather. And I kind of like that. You know, yes, we can still walk out in the rain and get wet, but look at how the difference, how we can respond to make the end result better or worse. I can go out and be complaining and unhappy and actually angry at the weather, or I can be a friend with the weather. The weather doesn't need to change. It's me within that needs to change.
I like that.
So that was from Debbie, my nurse, my midwife that works at Nutrition World.
Now, I like it. You're in control of your responses.
Yes. And it's so true of the weather and everything else, almost. I want to say that we are now doing blood testing at Nutrition World on every Tuesday morning from 8 to 11. So anyone who wants to get every test done, they can certainly do that. And we also are doing a pet food challenge. Stacy, my absolute guru of pet food and pet health knowledge, came up with this plan. We challenge anyone who will put their pet on the higher level of foods that Nutrition World offers. If you don't see results in 60 days, I will be amazed. And if you do the challenge and you make it 60 days, you will get a gift card for Nutrition World to purchase more of whatever else you would like. I've seen, she's convinced me, the power of pet food, I believe, is bigger than even human food. Pets with all these skin conditions, all these issues, are just turning the corner within 30 to 60 days. So guess what, my friend? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.